Welcome to the Hospital Finance Podcast, your go-to source for information and insights that can help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital. And now, the host of the Hospital Finance Podcast, Michael Passanante.
Welcome back. This is Mike Passanante. Glad to have you aboard for another episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Ellie Leibovitz, and Ellie is a senior software architect here at Bessler Consulting, and he is going to talk to us about his recent experience at the HIMSS meeting in Las Vegas. Welcome back, Ellie.
Mike, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Ellie, for those who may not be familiar with HIMSS or haven't been there before, can you give us a little bit of background on that event and tell us what it's all about?
Sure. HIMSS is a nationwide organization which attempts to improve healthcare through the use of information technologies. The HIMSS annual conference brings together healthcare IT professionals from around the country for 4 days where you can be exposed to top-notch keynote speakers, a huge exhibit floor, and a ton of educational sessions.
So, we want to know why you went to HIMSS. So could you just explain a little bit about your background here at Bessler and you know, why someone with your background would want to go to HIMSS?
Sure. I'm currently the senior software architect of Bessler's transfer and IME product lines. Those are web-based solutions that allow hospitals to recover Medicare underpayments. And I've always felt that using IT to solve people's problems is the way to go.
So you're fresh off the plane back from HIMSS 2016. It's a huge meeting, a monster meeting. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience there?
Sure, Mike. This is actually my 13th HIMSS show. And HIMSS is really a great opportunity to network with people who are transforming healthcare with information technology. I've always believed that technology plays a significant role in how we overcome challenges, and healthcare is really no exception. The HIMSS annual conference lets me both hear and see the latest and greatest technology in my area.
So who are the kinds of people that go to HIMSS within the healthcare space?
You know, it's really a fascinating and informative event, and anyone who is committed to healthcare IT should really attend this event. This year, there were 42,000 attendees, which is just a huge number of people to house in one place. There were over 300 peer-reviewed education sessions and more than 1,200 exhibitors. I was there for 3 days, and it's a huge amount to take in 3 days. But as I said, anyone who's committed to transforming healthcare through IT should really attend this event.
Ellie, this is a very fast-moving space, and there's so much that goes on at an event like this. Can you just break down for us some of the trends and findings that you came away with from HIMSS 2016?
Sure, Mike, would be happy to. A big topic of conversation this year was IT security and specifically mitigating risk against cybercrime. The organizers dedicated a separate exhibit hall just to IT security, which made it really convenient to see firsthand the latest trends in security. Another topic, which was very interesting to me, was a lot of buzz around patient data. At previous HIMSS shows, there was a lot of focus on interoperability, which allows different information technology systems and software applications to communicate and exchange data. Although this is still important, this year the buzz really concerned the use of patient data to provide insight into patient care. There were a lot of well-attended sessions on this topic, and the exhibit hall was loaded with vendors who are unlocking the keys of patient data to help predict outcomes, prevent illness, and ultimately reduce healthcare costs. This topic is really important to healthcare IT professionals, but also to hospital finance personnel and really anyone concerned with overall costs of healthcare. Lastly, Mike, there was a lot of discussion around patient engagement and how technology can be used to conduct and empower patients outside the traditional medical settings. Vendors were demonstrating use of the cloud and social media to provide patients with new tools so that they can better manage their own wellness.
So for an event this massive, what advice would you give to the first-time attendee so that they can prepare and maximize their experience at an event like this?
You know, Mike, that's a great question. When I first started attending HIMSS, I used to love wandering the exhibit floor just to get new ideas. But because of the sheer size of the exhibit floor these days, it's really no longer feasible, and it rarely proves to be satisfying at this point. I would recommend start by creating a highly targeted list of the vendors and the topics that you must see. For the past few years, the exhibit floors have been set up in a way that allows you to focus on specific areas in healthcare IT. IT security is in one place, interoperability in another. This really allows you to have a much more meaningful experience. Of course, you got to leave some time to wander because you never know what you're going to find at HIMSS.
So speaking of the exhibit floor, what was your favorite area this year?
As I said, it's almost impossible to see everything. This year, I spent a lot of time at the new vendor showcase, which is an area set up just for the new vendors. It's away from the main exhibit floor. You have huge vendors with huge booths, and the smaller vendors get lost in a venue like that. And I give a lot of credit to the HIMSS organizers because they set this up in a way where you can really, really focus on the new vendors without being in the shadow of the larger ones.
Ellie, thanks for taking some time with us today to talk about your recent experience at HIMSS. It was enlightening, and I'm sure there's much more to come at HIMSS 2017.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the time today.
This concludes today's episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. For show notes and additional resources to help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital, visit Bessler.com/podcasts. The Hospital Finance Podcast is a production of Bessler Consulting.